This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the fun.
Enjoy another week's worth of conversation, information. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Yes, an American Family Farmer, somewhat of an iconic radio performer as well. Been around for a long time, been around cows for a lot longer than I've been around the radio, actually. But the two of them go nicely together, at least in this circumstance, because I'm all about the advocacy for the family farm. I want to see us, all of us who are family farmers, survive and thrive. Hard to do in the current political climate, in the climate that we find ourselves in, business-wise. It's tough. But you know what? We survive. I'm not complaining. I just want to make it better. It's kind of a combination of information here every week on the food and family and farm sort of life, the combination of all three of them. And so as advocates for the family farmer, we have a focus on family businesses. And I'm hoping that we're going to spend some time today talking about hops and hemp seem to be the new thing that a lot of dairy people are focused on, turning their land into something that's more productive to make the land and the farms more viable. So we have that to focus on. But we're also interested in the locavores, the people who are our support, with the core of our support, that use our products. So the farm, the family, our future, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all wrapped around, unfortunately, what's going on politically. I must say, I'm looking, now that we have ended our New Year's celebration, we're looking forward to a better year. One of the things that's impacting people who are farmers as we start to put our taxes together, a lot of times in wintertime when we don't have the outside work to do, we have the inside work to do, and one of the things we've got to pay attention to is our taxes, the Tax Cut and Jobs Act. Remember, supposed to help the farmers, made a lot of changes to the tax code, and you're going to see that in your 2018 returns probably for the first time. So for those of us who are farmers, there are a lot of changes. I thought I'd spend a minute or two trying to have you understand, maybe give you enough of the information so you go to your accountant and say, okay, well, how do we handle this? What do we do? Because a lot of it's so difficult. There's 60-some-odd thousand pages in the tax code. So every special interest group like us have things that we got to pay attention to. So I will send you, you can make a few notes if you want to, Section 199A, which is a focus on deductions. If you operate your farm as anything other than a C corporation and aren't aware of how this section will affect your business, ask your accountant. Make sure it's the first thing you talk about with the professional that prepares your taxes. And by the way, I don't believe that anybody who's in this business, anybody, anywhere, if you're self-employed, have your own business, don't trust yourself to do your tax. It's worth whatever you pay somebody to do your tax. I found that a long, long time ago. All kinds of deductions. Anyway, so this deduction I'm talking about replaces the old domestic production activity deduction. It's kind of complicated. There are limitations that may affect whether you get the full benefit. Some items that affect the deduction, wages, taxable income, that sort of thing. I don't want to get in the weeds here. Just ask your tax accountant about the 199A deduction. And then there are changes in C corporations. They don't qualify anymore for the 20% deduction. They're now taxed at a flat 21% corporate rate. This is a reduction for most C corporations, but a lot of farming C corporations kept taxable income below $50,000 and were taxed at a 15% rate. So if you fall into that category, I guess making sure the underscore here is that you make sure you are taking every legitimate deduction. That's why they are there. Take them. Make sure you have kept records so that you can. It's affected my over the years my tax return by as much as 40%. How well I kept records. So you may want to change from a C corporation to an S corporation too. That's better because they're all the pass down. Goes to you individually under an S corporation. Writing off purchases, something else that you'll probably handle differently. Buying equipment, putting up new buildings, livestock purchases, that sort of thing. You can immediately write off the purchase under the new Section 179. Then if you make $2.5 million, you can, if this goes up to anything, up to $2.5 million in purchases, you can write them right off. Don't have to, you know, sometimes we've all written things off over the years. This way you can write them off. It's kind of an encouragement for American business. Also, bonus depreciation, that's really on not just the new stuff, but older things that you've been depreciating, you can take the depreciation faster. So that's much better for farmers, much better for anybody if it fits the bill, but especially for farmers. Take that depreciation, all of it, right fast as you can. Let's see here. Interest deduction limitation. If you have borrowed more than $25 million, I don't know anybody who has, but if you're borrowing more than $25 million, you're in a different farm category than most of us are in. So that, I'm not sure that that's as important as that. But I guess the bottom line is maybe here, take time to take your records to somebody who knows what they're doing, who knows what all the deductions, has the right tax programs, because there are a lot of computerized programs, the right ones that focus on what the farmer needs and what your needs are, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? Can you do that for yourself? I hope you can do that for yourself. I'm very much a believer I keep good records. And I take every deduction, and my return is like a telephone book. It has the answer to every question anybody might ask. That's what you want. Thoroughness, so that nobody will think that you're doing something you ought not to be doing. I go by the book, right by the book. I report every penny I make, and I take every deduction, and I guess maybe that would be my advice for you. But make sure you got a good professional who knows what the game is. 14 after the hour on the American Family Farmer. Yes, we are going to talk about hemp with the CEO of Hemp Inc. in a matter of moments. Bruce Perlon is going to join us. Right now, I want to help you make yourself look better, feel better about yourself, you, your spouse, people that are in your family. Hopefully you've stopped smoking. I know when I grew up, a lot of the farmers I was around were all big smokers. And they were pretty good drinkers, too. If you smoke or you drink, it affects how you look. Your teeth are not as white as they ought to be. So let's make sure you look as well as you can. Feel good about yourself. The Power Swabs way of whitening your teeth is a clinically proven way. It will, each time you use it, on average, two shades, your teeth will be two shades whiter. And it only takes 4 or 5 minutes to do it. So lift off the stains from your regular normal teeth, caps if you have them, crowns if you have them, veneers if you have them, and there's nothing that makes your teeth or your gums sore. Stains are removed. They are not covered up. They are removed. So your teeth stay whiter for a longer period of time. So let's get on board. Let's call 800-208-1797 and get Power Swabs to clean up your teeth. 800-208-1797. Mention DJV or Doug Steffen, and you'll get them at 50% of the regular retail price. That's a real bargain for something that does it so well. This is really a great product. I use it every day, sometimes have fun doing it on the air as I apply the power swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, use the DJV code. You can't find this offer online anywhere. You can't find it in stores. You can't find it in dentist's office. The only way you get this discount is by calling 800-208-1797 for power swabs.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, look at me. He's tireless and brainless. A literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
All right, continuing now on the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen with Bruce Perlewin, who is the CEO of a company called Hemp Inc., which has become hugely successful, now to the point of it being a publicly traded company. A lot of divisions. The industrial hemp space is very important in my mind. I'm going to be growing hemp next year on my farm, and I'm encouraging other people to do it. As a matter of fact, Bruce, I'm going to talk to you about some innovative things. I think farmers have to get together. Around here in Massachusetts, it's hemp or hops. That's the new battle cry for dairy people who can't make it work. Hemp or hops. They're not related to two completely different crops, but it's interesting how we are getting our minds out of the place of where we were to grow when we had to grow corn for our cows. So how did you come into this world? What's your story?
Oh, my God. Okay. 54 years ago, and it was the 60s, I grew up in the 60s, and I started selling marijuana in North Miami because that was like the main port of entrance for most of the marijuana coming into the country. And I just grew bigger and bigger until I ended up moving to the West Coast of the United States and became the largest marijuana smuggler in West Coast history. And media dubbed me the King of Pot.
Okay. Good that you admit it. Anyway, that's a great way to start. You're a hero in many people's minds, I suppose.
Right. Anyway, exactly. Yeah. I got to spend 9 years in federal prison for being the King of Pot, and I got out about 25 years ago. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It wasn't so bad. I got 5 college degrees. I was in the last two co-ed prisons in America. So I literally walked around holding hands with a girlfriend. And the women were going, they're using
so does it, does it bother you now that marijuana is being legalized here and there to think that if it had been legal when you were doing what you were doing, well, maybe you wouldn't have done it, actually. Maybe that's part of this whole thing is, when you think back, do you resent the fact that you did something then that was illegal that's now been made legal?
Yeah, no, I don't have any resentment because I made good use of that time. A lot of people don't, and I resent the fact that there's a lot of people in jail, in some cases for life, for just marijuana. That's inexcusable.
Yeah, well, that'll probably change somewhat. I think my lawyers who are working with me, I'm going to do a cannabis grow on my farm because legal here in Massachusetts, and the lawyers say the whole thing's going to change in the next year and a half. It'll be they're going to make the bill that makes it a state's rights issue. You want to have marijuana in your state? Fine. So we'll see where that goes. But I want to talk with you specifically about hemp as we move ahead here on the American Family Farmer. It's 21 after the hour.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Expressing our desire to have the family farm succeed, I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farm with Bruce Perlin, who is the CEO of Hemp Inc., giving us his background, kind of an interesting hardcore background, which is perfect, actually. The thing, I don't know, you may have been at that Hemp Expo that was held last year in, I think it was Milwaukee. I'm trying to remember where I went for that thing. But I find the confusion among people who don't know any better between hemp and marijuana. In some cases, they are grown in the same place. I'm going to grow hemp and marijuana on my farm. But if it's legal, that's fine. If it isn't, then you can't. But people still don't really get, Bruce, the difference between the two. Is that something that you've had a hard time? Have you spent a lot of time explaining the difference to people?
Yeah, actually, in every one of our press releases, we have a section, what's the difference between hemp and marijuana? Yeah. And the difference is that marijuana, or cannabis, medical cannabis or recreational cannabis, you can get high on because it has a lot of THC. Yeah. Hemp, you don't get high at all. You can smoke it all day long. You can eat tinctures with it. You can put CBD, which is the active ingredient in the hemp plant that makes that has all these health benefits that they're saying, under your tongue, and you will not get high at all. So that's the main difference.
Right. So the farm bill that was signed by the president at the end of December legalizes hemp and the hemp industry in all 50 states. So what does that do? You talk about CBD oil. I've had a lot of doctors on my... I do a couple of different specialty programs in addition to the DJV show that I do every weekday morning. And on the health show, we talk a lot about CBD oil and how it's a very good... it's an extract, but it's very good in place of opioids, that sort of thing. The business, it seems to me, is going to, in the next 10, 12, 14 years, go through the roof to the point where it'll really impact some of the drug companies. Do you think that's an accurate assumption?
I think that's an understatement.
Okay.
It is literally the fastest growing industry on earth today right now. It's growing by 700% a year. Every time you turn around, there's a new CBD shop opening up somewhere in a different state, and chains of them, and everyone's starting to carry CBD and smokable CBD. They're starting to smoke hemp because if it's a high CBD hemp plant, that goes into your bloodstream immediately through the lungs, and you feel the benefits immediately instead of going through the digestive tract, which takes about 45 minutes.
A lot of doctors are now prescribing that rather than marijuana for the exact reason that you just outlined, that it helps people with their pain. It helps people. I know a woman who was a teacher with me when I was teaching school 40 years ago, who unfortunately has breast cancer, and it's very painful, and not much can be done about it at the moment except to alleviate her pain. So she smokes 3 or 4 joints. I don't know. Do you call hemp smoking? Is that you're smoking joints? I don't even know. Unlike you, I've never smoked anything in my life. I don't do drugs. I don't do liquor. I don't do anything. But I see this as a viable way to keep farms going, and that's why I'm so supportive of it. It's a great business, frankly.
It is a great business, and it has the opportunity, because of the economics, to bring back the small family farm to the American landscape.
Right.
And that's something that we champion with our company. We help the small family farmer get started. Because when you can make $1 million on 5 acres, net, not gross, net, all of a sudden the small family farm becomes a viable entity again, where we've lost that over the decades. We lost a small family farm, which is horrible. You know, everyone's moved to the cities.
It's part of the American way of life. And hemp was legal before. We used it during World War II for rope and clothing and stuff. And because of the prejudices in the U.S. Congress, they found a lot of black people that were making money growing hemp, and they put a stop to it for that reason. As obvious as it is to some who understand history. All right, we'll continue, Bruce. Hold on. Bruce Perlewin from Hemp Inc. is here on The American Family Farmer.
Unisom presents A Bedtime Story.
A lot of people ask me, "Hey, Einstein, how do you get all those ideas?" My formula is simple. Get a good night's sleep. Because sleep equals dreams, and dreams are where the magic happens. With Unisom Sleep Tabs, you get your dreams faster because you'll fall asleep 33% faster. So good night, sleep tight, and keep your dreams alive with Unisom.
Versus placebo in a clinical study. Use as directed.
Your skin does a lot for you. It endures the cold and sun and nights when you sleep with your makeup on. Tell it you love it back during the Love Your Skin event at Ulta Beauty with brands like Philosophy, Dermalogica, and Clinique. All 50% off with daily beauty steals. Plus, licensed skin experts will give your skin the love it deserves with customized facial treatments that fit your needs and goals. Hurry in now through January 26th for a gift with purchase from brands like Mario Badescu, Peter Thomas Roth, and Murad. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hopefully, we can rise above partisan politics in order to support national security.
President Trump speaking last night in his first ever Oval Office address to the nation. He urged action on border security before the government shutdown can end. But congressional Democrats rebutted, saying exactly the opposite. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi arguing that the shutdown needs to end before they'll negotiate anything about added border security.
He promised to keep government shut down for months or years. no matter whom it hurts. That's just plain wrong. The fact is, we all agree we need to secure our borders while honoring our values.
Well, criminal charges being filed against celebrity chef Mario Batali in two cases alleging sexual misconduct at his New York City restaurants. And this is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Family Farmer, your opportunity every week to find out what's going on and maybe with an idea or two that will help you in terms of having viability, sustainability on your farm. Bruce Perlewin is here, has a publicly traded company called Hemp Inc. So when did you go public, Bruce?
I went public about 10 years ago, and what was back then the first publicly traded company in America of now, you know, hundreds and hundreds of them, and that was called Medical Marijuana Inc. And about 6 years ago, I sold that, and I started Hemp Inc. because I saw Hemp Inc. or hemp itself as a future, not medical marijuana, in terms of, you know, who and what will grow bigger, you know, worldwide.
So under the circumstances, I guess the bottom line here for the small family farmer is how do you get it? And I'm going to ask you this because I've investigated it myself, And I've found people, and this is something that you and I maybe talk about off the air as well as on the air, people who know how to get the right seed, they know how to grow it, they know how to harvest it, they know what to do. Like, until I get into this, I didn't realize there were different types of hemp. You grow hemp for oil, or you grow it for the cellulose, the stuff that's used for rope, or this, but you don't use the same plant for all of them. You grow different kinds of plants, right?
Correct. The hemp that people think of mostly is the tall, skinny vine, stalk. And you see fields of them growing about 4 inches apart, sort of like corn, but much closer to it. And that's what you get your fiber and your core. And the core you can make hempcrete out of and a whole host of products. And the fiber, of course, is for textiles. And, of course, the seeds you eat or you turn into hemp hearts or hemp protein. The hemp that is that you grow for CBDs is a small bushy plant. It's about 3 feet wide and maybe 4 or 5 feet tall. Unless you're a good grower, you get as tall as 8 feet. And it's completely different. It's got a lot of branches and it's got a lot of buds, and that's what you want. And it actually looks sort of exactly like marijuana, except you just don't get high on it. You grow it the same way. And if you're not a cannabis farmer, by the way, or cannabis grower, I can almost guarantee that you will fail the first year if you don't have somebody advising you that has grown cannabis. I mean,
oh yeah, you have people know what they're
country.
Doing. Oh yeah, right. Yeah, no. The same thing is true with the hemp, because especially when it comes to harvesting, you got to have somebody that knows what they're doing. They have to. I mean, it's a special industry, the way the stuff is packaged, and what you store and sell. I mean, it's a very, very. You don't go into this. It's not for the faint of heart. But you better, if you're going to go into it, know what the end game is. It's not some, not like, you know, we all know how to plant corn, and we all know when we're all done, we're either going to grow sweet corn and feed it to people, or we're going to grow cow corn and feed it to cows, or know how to chop it and put it in the silo, and that's it. With this stuff, it's very treacherous. You can, it's good if you have the right stuff and you have people that are going to help you to do it, but it's not good if you you don't go into it cold. You just don't.
No, you don't. And we have a thing called the Hemp University. It's the educational division of our company. And we train farmers. We trained over 500 farmers how to grow hemp in North Carolina. Now, how to harvest it and cure it, that's a whole world. You have to hang it up, for 1 week while you dry. You have to dry it between 55 degrees and 55% relative humidity. After you dry it, you then have to put it in multiple different kinds of sacks. Everybody has their own choice, from super sacks to totes. And you have to open it every single day, and they call that burping it. And you need to do that for 2 weeks. Otherwise, it'll get ruined and get mold. You got to make sure that mold doesn't grow, so you have to have a dehumidifier in the room, a heater in the room. All these factors come into play. Then you need to shuck it or chuck bucket, take the buds off. You can do that by hand or mechanically. And then you need to trim it. The stuff that you're going to trim and sell as buds, or you're going to squish it up and sell it. And yes, what they call it, they call them pre-rolls, not joints anymore. Pre-rolls right. is what a hemp joint is. Okay. And yep. that's a lot of steps. And every step of the way, you got to make sure that the moisture is right, because you can lose an entire crop to mold. You can lose an entire crop to spider mites when it's growing, and people say it's a weed that you don't have to worry about diseases. That's not true at all. There is a lot of diseases you need to worry about. And of course, all the hemp growers are organic farmers and gardeners, because most of the biomass is sold to extraction companies that extract the CBD oil out of it. Well, if you used Roundup or some other chemical, it concentrates it into the oil.
Right, you're done.
And that oil will not be allowed on the marketplace because the oil has to be tested.
Yeah, I think it's interesting how Monsanto and Bayer and Dow all want to get into this space. They're so stupid, they don't even know what they haven't a clue. You just said something that most of those people don't know. They want to use their products to make it, quote unquote, easier to grow the product, the hemp, and what they'll do is ruin it. And so anybody who gets approached by your local seed guy and says, okay, we got just the thing for you. You better run in the other direction, like you ought to anyway, when it comes to anything that comes from Monsanto and those guys. But the best way to ruin what you're doing is to have any connection to any of their products. Is that too much of a broad statement, or am I on solid ground?
No, that is not. Oh, you're right on point. As an example, where do you get the seed? Okay, there's way more than one or two lawsuits going on because people bought seed that was non-viable seed. And these are not even from Monsanto's. These are just from, other growers. They were supposed to be feminized, and they weren't. The seeds didn't germinate. You had a 23% germination rate in one case. You can't plant a field with 23% germination rate. And so a lot of people are suing their seed provider because they got the wrong seed. So you really have to you start with the soil, and then the second thing is the seed. And you really need to know who to get your seeds and or your clones from. A lot of people are selling clones in this industry because with a clone, you're guaranteed a female plant.
Yes.
Seeds, you may or may not be.
Right. That's happening with both hemp and with marijuana. Buying plants that have been started is a pretty practical way to get into it. You agree?
Oh, absolutely. Most people in Oregon, where we just set up a big processing facility up in Oregon, most of those people all start from seed. Most people in North Carolina, which we have a giant plant there as well, and Colorado, all use clones. Because the seed technology to get feminized seed that guarantees to be a female has not really evolved. Maybe last year you could actually get to a couple really good companies that really did have maybe 1 in 4,000 seeds would be a male. So that technology, until that matures a little bit more, you know the right guys to get it from, you go with clones because you're assured of a female plant.
Yeah. All right, lots of helpful information. You were trying to help out small family farms survive and survive well under the circumstances. There are a few other misconceptions about growing hemp, et cetera, that I want to get to. Bruce Perlewin is here with us, the CEO of Hemp Inc. Here's a good way for farmers and their families to get a good night's rest. Use MyPillows. MyPillow at MyPillow.com is good for you, good for everybody in your family, good for your pets. I have a MyPillow pet pillow, which is, I think, about 4x4. And I had Daisy a little accident on it last week, so I just put the whole thing in the washing machine, and it came out the same as my pillows, my pillows that I sleep on. You can wash them, you can dry them. And they're back to being brand new. They are machine washable and dryable, completely made with the patented interlocking fill that's in all of the MyPillows. The pet pillow is basically the same product. It keeps your pet cool and comfortable. And it is, again, the kind of product that you've come to expect from MyPillow, along with all their great pillows. Use the promo code DJV to save up 50% on the MyPillow for pets, or on any of the roll-and-go pillows, regular pillows, sheets, mattress covers, it's all there. Improve your ability to get a good night's rest. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and save tons of money on America's fastest-growing sleep product line.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real-life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Bruce Perlewin from Hemp Inc. We're talking about how to save your small family farm, how you can make a good deal of money, even in a fairly small plot. Here in New England, where I am, we don't have the huge fields that you can find maybe in the Carolinas or on the West Coast or in the Midwest. We have, you know, a lot of the hay fields that I've used over the years, Bruce, are 5 acres, 10 acres, 14, 15 acres, that sort of thing. And as I was looking into hemp, trying to find some bigger fields, I do note that there are people who have made a good deal of money growing, not in terms of acreage, large plots of land. That's because the hemp can be grown in a concentrated fashion, amongst other things, right?
And not only a concentrated fashion, but it's so valuable. It's the most valuable, other than some rare exotic herbs, the most valuable plant on the face of the earth today.
Well, that's saying something. So what do we not know about hemp? What are the things that people think about hemp that aren't really... I mean, I made a statement a few minutes ago about the political realities of why it was stopped in the first place. This is a product that's been around almost forever. Can you even trace back to the origins of the hemp?
Oh, yeah, it goes way back to Egyptian time.
Right. It's a Middle Eastern product. So, you know, it's been transferred around the world. How much of it is grown in Europe? I don't know much about European hemp production.
Here's who's growing hemp. You got about 1.5 million acres being grown in China. You got about 500,000 being grown in, and none of that's for CBDs. That's all for textiles. In Canada, you got about 500,000, a little bit more, and they grow that for the seed, the hemp protein, and the hemp hearts, and the hemp oil. All right, not CBD oil, but hemp oil. Europe is a mixture, mostly food, and you've got about 250,000 acres being grown there. I believe America this year, and if not this year, definitely next year, because what happened, the demand is so far ahead of the supply, it's not even close. It's like 1,000 to 1. There's 1,000 times more demand than there is the supply. Now, this year, a lot of big growers are going to be growing in. They're still not going to hit the supply. The demand. So we got about a 3 or 4 year run before we even level off where the supply and the demand are equal.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. And there are people that'll come into it and then they'll go out of it for whatever the reasons. But CBD oil is the best product, but there are so many other uses for it. Something to keep in the back of your mind as you try to figure out what to do. So people can, is there a website where people can go? Does Hemp Inc. have a website?
Sure. The best one is hempinc.com. Mm-hmm. And HempIncPresents.com. HempIncPresents is easier because it's just a bunch of videos you can watch. And HempInc.com has all the factual information on it that you have to read.
All right.
As opposed to just watching.
Very helpful. Best of luck, Bruce. Thank you for being here. Bruce Perlewin, CEO of Hemp Inc., with some good news about the future for lots of farmers in our country. 10 before the hour on the American Family Farmer.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Family farmer, advice for the family farmer, or the person that runs a farm family business, the locavores who use the product, as our farms are grocery stores to a lot of people, especially in season. Every week we do something different here in order to give you encouragement and ideas on moving forward. The latest of our podcasts at American Family Farmer Show. .com. That's AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Begins with news about the second round of trade payments, milk prices, that sort of thing. I notice they're going higher, but they still are nowhere near where they need to be. We give you that information. Also talk to Jackie Allenbrand on the current podcast, who started Farm Dog USA, P-H-A-R-M, Pets Helping Agriculture in rural Missouri. Pretty interesting idea. They train dogs there, primarily Labradors, lab mixes, to do a variety of tasks, retrieving or picking up dropped tools, opening latch gates, the latch gate system where the cows are out in the fields, carrying buckets, standing and bracing if a farmer has stability issues. Jackie determines the need of prospective clients, makes farm assessments, facilitates placement of the dogs. She and another trainer handle the training for the dogs and their new owners. And it's a fabulous program. Farm, PHARMDog.org. Learn about that at the current podcast, which you can find at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Also, I opine about the wasted time worrying about methane gas and global warming, which has become a hot topic with me. If you listen with any regularity, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So all of these podcasts, go back to the very beginning, are all at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. In a moment, I'm going to give you my thoughts on the Farm Bureau and their relationship to big oil right after this.
Is the all-new three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
All right, so let's examine for a few more. A lot of you belong to the American Farm Bureau. I do. I belong to the Massachusetts Farm Bureau since I was a kid. I have found that I have fallen out of favor with them and they with me because of the very thing I'm about to talk about here. I know when Steve Scalise is on the floor of the House. He's always talking about it. He's always waving around. He was denouncing the carbon tax, and instead of going to research that was done by people in the government, he talked about farmers, the American Farm Bureau Federation, about their pronouncements on carbon tax, which basically come from the Koch family, David and Charles Koch, who are the oil folks, Koch Industries. They have been obviously trying to get the tax resolutions when it came to this sector taken care of. So Scalise is their lapdog, and they aren't using their own data. They're using Farm Bureau's data. But what people don't know is the Farm Bureau is funded in large part by Koch and Koch Industries. Not that that's bad, but you at least ought to know what the agenda is. I have no problem. The Koch's father started the John Birch Society. It's a political group, a philosophy. There are probably a lot of things in there to embrace, a lot of things farmers like, but know where the information is coming from. I haven't trusted the Farm Bureau for a long time because I think that they don't defend us. They're defending the fossil fuel interest because it's good for them, because they're getting a lot of their funding from the folks at Koch. So anyway, there are a lot of things you can explore. This whole business about agriculture's role in climate change is pretty nonsensical, actually. I do get what people are saying when it comes to the beef industry and perhaps some of the business about water and air quality, that sort of stuff. But I think the bottom line here with my thoughts are the Farm Bureau, maybe you need to go to other places to get your information about things like climate change. I guess that's probably and what our impact as farmers is.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.